Hello, fellow beautiful people. We have a bonus story for you today with Mike Shreve, who we spoke about some things in the interview and somehow was taken out, but you can actually listen to it here. And it's about Christian yoga specifically, but we did touch on Hinduism and how they view Jesus, and a little bit about Islam too. So it's a very, very interesting part of the conversation. And I think that it'll be beneficial, especially if you're someone who is a Christian and is wrestling about how to do yoga or if it's acceptable at all to do yoga as a Christian. So this is what this part of the conversation is, and I will leave it to you. So enjoy.
Right, and in that same vein, things that don't mix together, we talked about yoga and how that's intrinsically tied and constructed around Hinduism. There's some groups that do Christian yoga. I've heard of churches doing Christian yoga. What would you say to people that think that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, you can do Christian yoga?
Well, I would say that's an oxymoron, because the very word yoga means union with a God that is different than the God of the Bible. Brahman is envisioned, as I mentioned, in Advaita Vedanta Hinduism as an impersonal life force. In fact, when people sit in a yoga class and position their hands like this and rest their hands on their knees when they assume the lotus position, that's an invocation, because that's a mudra. And again, as I mentioned a while ago, a mudra is a symbolic hand gesture or bodily gesture that has a spiritual meaning associated with it. The forefinger represents Atman, which is the Hindu name for the human soul. The thumb represents Brahman, which is the name for the oversoul, the impersonal life force. And when you put your forefinger to your thumb like that, it's not just so that energy will flow through your body. That's one of the explanations. But it's also an invocation to Brahman to fully manifest within yourself. So you are appealing to a false God, because number one, God is not impersonal. God is a personal God. But people need to understand that all these different concepts of God are different. For instance, when I witness to a Hindu person, quite often the first response I get when I say, "Have you ever experienced Jesus coming into your heart?" they will lovingly, with a lot of gentleness and tolerance in their eyes, say, "Oh, there is only one God. There is only one God. You worship God your way. I worship God another way. There is only one God." And most Christians don't know how to get over the hurdle of that statement, because there is only one God. So how do they respond to that? What people don't realize is the essence of meaning attached to that statement can be completely contradictory. Because when a Hindu says there is only one God, he is explaining that if he's involved in that particular sect of Hinduism that believes in Brahman as the underlying essence of the Godhead, then God is one only in this sense that Brahman manifests in 330 million gods and goddesses that all are sourced in Brahman. And so a Hindu would stick Jesus in there with all those other deities and say they're all manifestations of Brahman. So there's only one God at the core, at the essence of all these individual deities that are worshipped. On the opposite end of the pole, you have Islam. Islam would promote the idea that there's only one God. A Muslim will quickly say there is only one God and say that his name is Allah. But in the Islamic faith, one of the worst sins you can commit is called shirk. And that's attributing divinity to anything or anyone. And Allah is apart from physical creation, where in Hinduism, God or Brahman is manifested in the universe. On the opposite end of the pole is Islam, where God is separate from the physical universe altogether. But a Christian is a heretic and a blasphemer, according to a Muslim, because we say Jesus was God manifested in the flesh. And Hindus, on the other hand, many of them will say, oh, Jesus was just an avatar, an incarnation of God, but there have been many avatars. So you've got this whole range of beliefs, but only in Christianity do you have the concept that the Godhead is comprised of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and these three make up one God. The Hindu may say there is only one God and means something completely different. The Muslim may say there is only one God and means something completely different. The Hindu means an all-inclusive view where all gods and all interpretations of God are included. The Muslim is an exclusive view where nothing is right except the Islamic view. And Christianity is also an excluding all other views. But I believe Christianity being exclusive is correct in its interpretation of God. And that's why I tell Christians not to mix their life with any expression of any other religion. And so I don't believe Christian yoga is a possibility.
What I always like to point out when it comes to Hinduism and other religions that say they accept Jesus, right? They say Jesus is a way to God. There's other ways as well. Okay, well, if Jesus is a way to God, what does he say? And he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And so if Jesus is true, then everything else is not true. So they can't be both at the same time.
Right. And there's some things that make Jesus completely unique. Only Jesus was born of a virgin. Only Jesus lived a sinless life. Only Jesus died on a cross for the sins of humanity, which is the essential thing. Only Jesus rose from the dead. And only Jesus is claimed to have been a manifestation of God in this world. So it sets him apart from all other claims of all other religious leaders, many of whom have died. For instance, Buddha was basically atheistic in his approach, but he died at the age of 80 from food poisoning and remains dead. And his remains, his physical remains, were distributed in thousands of different stupas all over the land of India and outside of India, I believe, where they hallow his physical remains. But Jesus died a much more intense death than food poisoning. And yet he rose from the dead 3 days later and said, I'm alive forevermore. The resurrection is one of the main things that sets Christianity apart, because the guru I studied under taught reincarnation. Jesus taught resurrection. And those two concepts cannot mix.